All right, we are gaveling in at 4:20 on whatever day this is for our final general business session for Conference 2022, Des Moines, Iowa. And Andrea had sent minutes. Were those from the board meeting or did you do general business meeting minutes?
She did both.
Kind of. General business meeting minutes? You want to read them? You want me to read them?
Oh, yeah. No, I
think Yvonne should read them.
All right, from the last business meeting, right? IAAIS business meeting 6-2-2022. This is Yvonne, by the way. Hotel Savory, Des Moines. Due to internet problems, meeting begins at 9:21 a.m. Roll call in attendance. Angela Banks, Mind's Eye, Illinois. Amy Billerman, Voice Corps, Ohio. Cami Kavanaugh, show you what we do. Cami Kavanaugh Rawling, and that's Radio Talking Books, Nebraska. Sharon Cornett, Radio Eye, Kentucky. Anthony DeGregorio, here it is. DeGregorio and the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Mike Duke, Radio Reading Service of Mississippi. Mary Frances Evans, Iris, Iowa. Oh, wow.
It's all right.
Laura Fauti? Fauti? Someone help me?
No.
Fauti? Okay, Laura Fauti, Mind's Eye, Illinois. Megan Harms, Mind's Eye, Illinois. Amy Hatter, Radio Eye, Kentucky. Becca Jurday, Radio Talking Books Service, Nebraska. Georgian Johnson Coffee, Audio Reader, Illinois. Lori Kessinger, Audio Reader, Kansas. Me, Yvonne Mastromano, and that's Virginia Voice, Virginia. Lisa Maley, and she is from OWL, and that's in Texas. Jim Obradovich. Iris, yeah, how did I get that right? Iris, Iowa. Andrea Pasquale, Sun, Sounds of Arizona, Arizona. Rachel Ruckart, oh, where's she going? There, that's right. G-A-A-R-S, Georgia. Renee Southworth, Content Depot. Kathy Spiegel, Illinois Radio Reader. Evan Starnes, A, Inc., Colorado. Penn Street, A, Inc., Colorado. Kim Wardlow, A, Inc., Colorado. Tom Williams, Mind's Eye, Illinois. Self-description of speakers. Minutes from June 2021 meeting. Reading of minutes for approval, Mary Frances. Treasurer's report, Becca. Account balances. Bank of America checking $23,186.10.
Not after today.
pending changes. Bank of America, that's not in the minutes, sorry. Bank of America savings $26,591.32. Morgan Stanley investment account $65,680.54. And parentheses, May 3, is that supposed to be? May 3, 2021, $72,777.01. End of parens. Changes due to the financial climate. 990 e-file postcard was filed in April of 2022. Our budget shows low expenditures for this year only due to the conference expenses not yet reflected in the current budget and actuals. Committee reports. President's report, Mary Frances. Introduction of Executive Committee. Amy Hatter, Vice President. Becca Jurday, Treasurer. Amy Pasquale, Secretary. What did I say? Andrea Pasquale, secretary. Kathy Spiegel, director at large. Scholarships were given out for this year's conference. Congratulations to scholarship winners. At the end of the conference, you will be asked to speak a little about your conference experience. One of the focuses of the IAAIS is to bring people to conference. Nominations committee. Amy. Kathy. Amy, Kathy, Becca. Lori makes up the committee. Officer got voted back in. Mike Duke got voted back in for second term as director. Georgian got voted in for her first term. Government affairs. We usually get enabling conference. Is that what that is?
M-enabling
conference, but very expensive this year. We should be all reaching out to government officials from local, state, and federal. It has been more difficult since the pandemic with people not being in the office. Program share committee, Becca. The program share is up and running. Lewis is doing a great job with those that are reaching out with any problems. Finance committee, Becca. We are looking to hit the budget this year. Conference gratuity has gone up 22% to 25%. Yvonne has volunteered to join the finance committee. Events committee, Lori. The IAAIS likes to go to national events for civic organizations of disability organizations, where we have services to local services. Local services can staff those events. ACB will be holding an event in Omaha. Becca and staff from Radio Talking Books will be staffing that event. VFW will be in Kansas, and Lori will be staffing that event or that. If you know of a national event in your area, contact Lori if you would like to represent IAAIS at the event. We will provide materials for you. Lori will be presenting Not Your Grandmother's Reading Service in St. Louis for a conference of rehab teacher.
Thank you for pointing out all my typos.
Sorry. Of rehab teachers. No worries.
Mary Frances.
Explains that this is a complete volunteer organization, except Lori is the only paid staff member. Mary Frances will be working with Lori on getting IAAIS history together through the archives Lori has collected. We should have an online application for other services. New business. Kathy Spiegel requested a large print national directory. A lot of changes with services caused a delay. There are so many different formats for this document that it makes it difficult to distribute. Everything is currently available on the website under, in quotes, find a service, end of quotes. Once program share was completed, we cut ties to the website that it was on. Becca did an amazing job on moving the website to a new platform. Becca, to membership, please go to your station page and check your information, areas you serve, and transmission methods. Do you want streaming, cable, TV, etc., mentioned on the website? Audio Journal in Worcester has a new ED executive director named Harry Tushane. George has questions on the range of stations since everyone streams and has podcasts with which reach everyone. Becca says that areas served with local information is what is important on this. Amy says that areas in which we give a device is important. Mary Frances would like to discuss unifying station descriptions in our national directory sometime this weekend. Amy Hatter makes a motion to accept all committee reports. Mike Duke seconds, and the motion passes. Mike makes a motion to adjourn the meeting. George seconds. Motion passes. Respectfully submitted by Andrea Pasquale, Secretary.
Description of what they called people. Was that Lisa? Who was I talking to? Was it you? You liked how Amy called her people what?
Listeners.
Listeners. You said before, I think anyone who has the internet knows the internet is worldwide. I think everybody's got a stream. Is there anyone without a stream?
And I don't know if this is important for everybody, but we did a podcast recently, and it was with the commissioner for the Department for the Blind and Vision Impaired in Virginia. He was interviewed by Dr. Joseph Ashley, who's like a 30-year veteran with rehabilitative services for the blind and vision impaired, and he's blind. And I was listening to them, and I heard them say consumers over and over again, and they were talking about themselves. They're both blind. So that was new to me. I just wanted to offer it.
And of course, Talking Books call themselves patrons. All of the people, the listeners of Talking Books are referred to as patrons. Right, it's a library relationship. But is that what we're talking about, or are we talking about how to list ourselves in the directory?
Yeah, like in the directory, Yes. In prior years, there was like a checkbox or stream, telephone, radio, and where's your radio, and all that. Do we need to do anything to make that more uniform? Because, okay.
No, I don't think collectively.
No, because I think if those of you who want your service area to be more precise, please just reach out to me and I will make it more precise. And then those of you who need updates on your delivery method, please just reach out to me and I'll update those. Because everybody, like, I noticed people on their telephone things, different things, but I also realize there are different sorts of telephone access. There's cable access versus HDTV access, so do take a look again. I encourage you to take a look and then just reach out to me and I will update all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we need to note if an application is required for that service?
I don't know if we the link to their website in there. I mean, for me, frankly, if you're in the minority here, that should be enough.
I'm just throwing these questions out. We're all good. Do we need to note if their stream requires a password? Does anyone have any thoughts on that? Mine does not. Does anyone's stream require a password?
Yours
says?
Okay, so the website's going to be.
Okay, I can't just notes I wrote down. I'm like, oh, I wonder. So on the directory, those are the only questions I had. Anybody else have any suggestions for the directory? And finally, conference 2023, because that's already in motion. But just what we've just been together for, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then tomorrow we'll be traveling. It's 5 days. The hotel experience, everything we've had, hopefully you'll really enjoy your meal tonight. I think the food has been outstanding. I think this facility has been lovely. These microphones just eat the batteries. So that's been an anomaly. But the whole hotel deal, where we go and we say, and generally, you need to make a food minimum, and then they'll write off the cost for the room. But in addition to that, we pay for the microphones. We pay for the easels. We pay for the screen. We pay for the dude that came in once in a while to do the batteries. It's expensive. I'm just wondering, and maybe it's only because I'm so close to it, I'm just wondering, because this is, somebody said, you can blame a lot of stuff on COVID and the pandemic when they're like, why are you raising your prices and why are you charging now when you didn't before? Blame a lot of shit on the pandemic right now. And is this one of those things, just throwing out points for discussion, is it worth the time and expense to do this every single year? Is this an every other year? And if it is, and should it be this kind of format for this long in an expensive way? I'm just, does anyone have thoughts? Yvonne?
Yeah, I was thinking that I go to so many events and conferences, and we cover a lot of material. But I was wondering if we could have done it like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, go home Saturday. Not just from the expense standpoint, although that's very important for our services and to IAAIS, but also like from a family perspective, it was tough for me to not get home until tomorrow, and then have to go right back to it Monday. So I think in a lot of ways, I would be hopeful that we could do it in a shorter period of time.
The banquet's lovely, but yeah, do we need a banquet? Right.
Party,
if you're in a restaurant, then, you know, I mean, just getting a
to the Columbus conference, I'll explain why. I used to work for a tech company. Worked for a tech company that provided AV equipment, and maybe as a small budget thing, check out to third party AV companies such as the one I used to work for and find out if they're pricing.
Some hotels will let third party.
We checked on this hotel, no, but in Boulder we got to bring in our outside person. It just depends on the hotel. Yeah.
Well, that's why we're kind of having this conversation. Right. Is all right. We did this thing.
And I know at least one company that, since they're based out of Louisville, which is 200-something miles from Columbus, it might be something to check out.
Yeah, Amy, I don't know if you know.
I did. So you're bringing an AV person.
We bring our own AV screen.
We used to go into hotels all the time.
There are two or three companies that exist around that they will
you're
bring.
This place said no.
The hotel said no. So the first thing is to check with the hotel and see if you can bring in outside AV. And if you can, most of these companies, they bring all their stuff for one set fee. They'll provide you with a tech guide that's dedicated to you the entire time, all of that. And so sometimes it's just as expensive or almost as expensive, but they are your tech person the whole time. You don't have to go run somewhere and grab somebody else. But a lot of times the hotel will not let you, or sometimes they'll let you bring in your projector, but you can't, you still have to use it. So you just have to check with the hotel, and it is a huge expense if you have to use what they have. One year you brought, somebody schlepped their stuff.
I schlepped it.
So sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It depends on the
hotel. $1,000.
Well, and then it also, just to kind of throw out as an option, and I know because we're all set up so differently, right? For instance, where we're located, we're on a hospital campus. So because in our rent, I have access, our TBS has access to all of their conference rooms, which are new and modern and lovely and have all of the AV already in it, and all of that. That's one of the things. We had a board meeting, and it's very Omaha, and it was a relatively inexpensive board meeting because we didn't have to rely on the hotel for the food and the AV. And again, I know that not all the services have that, but then also thinking outside that box a little bit as far as do we have to stay in the hotel to do these things, right?
There's the logistical thing. If we are we'll have to stay in a hotel to sleep and then go off-site for a meeting.
I understand that,
yeah,
but I mean, like,
that's
a lot
of
money
about,
that, like,
right,
is saved in that.
Yeah.
But there's, like, in your example, there's hotels all around the country.
There are. I would probably put y'all in our lovely downtown and we just make sure, you know, because then when y'all get back to the hotel thing, there's not even a bad hospital to, like, hang out to the school.
Well, you need to remember the history of this organization's conferences a little bit. You know, we're small, but I'll tell you what, I couldn't be happier about the number of people that made the effort, you people that made the effort to get here. So this thing used to be way bigger. People had more money. People had more staff. There were more services. So this thing was fancy schmancy when I went in 2010. How many people did your organization bring? Yeah.
Kansas used to bring 5-6 people.
Yeah.
It used to be like mind's eye.
Yeah. But stuff was, you know, there were so many more people and so many more services. And the services were financially fatter, you know. And it's just a different environment now. And I guess all I'm saying is, like, the ball started rolling. We signed this contract in 2017 for this hotel. We signed a contract for Columbus prior. You guys were supposed to be before us. And then that got canned. Your hotel wouldn't let us cancel, but they let us delay. And then
raise the fee.
So, but just because we've been doing this fancy schmancy thing in a hotel with a whole bunch of buffets for many years, I just thought it was valuable to have the conversation, like, do we need to? Yes, ma'am. A lot.
Because I don't remember what it was in Phoenix, but I know it was like, okay.
And
Phoenix
is a dream. The Embassy treated us so good. That was such a good conference here.
The what?
Price-wise. At the Embassy, the Phoenix one.
Yeah, that was.
And so some of that we've always done the food, tried to hit the food minimum so that we get the free meeting rooms. But the meeting rooms sometimes are only like $500. So maybe we pay $500 for the rooms and don't worry about hitting the food and beverage minimum. If we're spending $4,000 on food, but the rooms would only cost us $2,000, then we rent the rooms and we get fewer meals and less snacks or, you know, that sort of thing. So we really need to look more closely at the contract and see the difference between the food minimum and the room rental.
That's where they make their office.
Yeah.
$7,500.
And I think
those are food minimum.
Actually, that's not as expensive.
But I think the rooms are only $1,000.
If we hit $7,500,
the room will wait anyway.
Were they ever?
For this one, right?
What?
The rooms got waived anyway.
If we hit the $7,500 exclusive of SAC tax and 25% service charge, then they waive the $4,800 fee for these two rooms. But that's a lot. But I just.
And I don't think we can make a decision, but if. Think about it, because we're also asking you, what do you want to do about the conference?
No.
And everybody's tired, so.
If you guys are open to maybe some adjustments as we. Also, I guess I don't really even know what I'm saying anymore. But I guess what I'm thinking is we started this ball rolling a long time ago, and now is the time to just have some conversations about the next ball we start rolling. We don't have contracts with any other hotels for any other conference. I don't think we've assigned any other locations right now, have we? So now's a great time to have a conversation. Is the membership open to maybe having some conversations about changing things a little, whether it be the timeline, Yvonne?
I was just going to say, so it sounds like we have until 2024.
Right.
So we can have this nice, really good,
we can,
cleansing and conversation.
We can, except knowing that the rug would be signed, if whatever we're going
to
do.
Do we have to sign that far in advance?
No, you have to sign. Well, we tried to do by the conference, by the 2022 conference, we want to know where we're going in 2023 because people come and want to know where we're going to be.
Right.
We had sometimes have gone like 3 years out, but you can sign the contract 6 months before the event if the hotel has space for you. There's nothing that says when we have to do it. We have tried to do a year out in advance so people can do it in their budget and plan and et cetera.
Just so everyone knows that there.
I think it's April, somewhere mid-April to the end of June is the window for our conference.
April 15th, June, June.
Yep, there it is.
Because I think 1 year we had it ending like June 29th, and that really bucks our budget.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So because we had two conferences in one fiscal year, because everything's coming out like June, July 1st.
So everybody's open to the conversation going forward. I feel that's good enough. Does everyone else feel that's not good enough? So everybody's open to just kind of we talk before we sign it, and maybe okay.
I would see Columbus locked in.
This
morning.
Yeah,
like I can't shave a day.
Okay, maybe we can shave a day off Columbus. I don't know. Do you have a contract?
I have a contract.
I have nothing. I have a contract.
Okay.
If you shave a day off, do we just still have to meet the minimum on food?
Whatever we sign,
okay.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, if you sign the contract now, you're going to be sort of tied for next year.
We signed it, I don't know. We'll have to look at it because you sign it for a certain number of days. We always have the board meeting on Sunday, but that's an extra thing. So if we have the, if we stopped the conference and the board, I don't think we need all 5 days. We just take all 5 days because we've got to stretch out so weirdly. So I don't think we have to be Wednesday through Sunday. I think we could do Thursday or like Wednesday is usually only half rooms. So we'll just have to look at the contract and see what we agreed to. But I'm pretty sure that there are ways to shape it. We can end at noon on Saturday instead of 8 p.m. on Saturday.
And it used to be, you know, 60 people dividing into groups, moving into different rooms to hear different sessions. I don't think we'll probably grow to that again, unless anyone thinks I'm wrong. But I think we're going to be tight and all right, like this.
I like this format, guys.
Oh, yeah.
and we all say that, yeah, I think it's time, you know. I think naturally we've got some nice changes to make, and I love the idea of not a, you know, president's reception. What the S is that? Are we recording this? Wow. What exactly is that? I don't even want my birthday.
I mean, there, for instance, when they had 100-150 people going,
that was one thing.
You know, we've got such a small group here.
Yeah. Okay.
That it's not as fancy schmancy as it used to be. Even if we get away,
are we going back to 85 awards, or are we not doing awards, or are we going to shorten the awards?
That's the other thing.
The banquet was to pass out the awards, and 3/4 of your evening was people standing in the room and smiling.
As we balance this, just bear in mind that I think that there is never anything wrong with making people special. So as we cut, segment, and tighten it, I think it's still important to have something at the end where we say, yes, we matter, before we go back to our basements and our hands pulling on the desk.
Where the kitty litter is.
Yeah, you know, if you just, I feel like we don't want to cut so. As long as it doesn't add too much to the expense, you know, it should be something where we all go, yeah.
Well, I agree with that.
And we try that. The other conversation we need to have, but we're not going to have it today, is about awards. You'll see tonight, I hope Des Moines has surprised you a little bit. We have a few more surprises in store with our dinner tonight, but. We just felt, the awards committee, there's just no way to compare someone reading in a basement to someone reading in a studio. There's no way that we could ask you to please submit your best 8 things when you're trying to just keep on stand the air. Now, I don't even know where our best 8 things would be. It's just been an extraordinary time, and we just didn't feel like we could compare. There are no apples to apples here. We're just so freaking happy. Everybody's okay. So that's why we decided to do the awards this year, like we're doing them. But I'd like folks to be thinking about, do we want to return to maybe some categories, maybe not as many, but do we want to return to saving your best files and judging them against each other again? Do we think about maybe having a showcase kind of deal instead? I don't know. But these are conversations I thought were timely right now before we start really kicking in on 2024 or the awards for 2023. But we're also a little coming back. And as long as everyone's just open to being open, I think our business here is done. Does anyone disagree? Okay, anything else for the good of the class?
What time is the thing?
Well, the dumb thing is at 6 o'clock, and it's a cash bar, and we have to go put on whole pants. I don't know what I mean, but not my thing. But and then dinner's at 7.
No band this year?
Or next door? No band this year. Yeah, everything's next door.
Karaoke?
Yes. If there's no new business, you've all been in these chairs since last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I will entertain a motion to adjourn this general business section.
One more. Thank you.
Not a thing. See, I'm bad at it. Amy Hatter has made a motion to adjourn conference 2022 Des Moines, Iowa. Andrew Pasquale has seconded it. All in favor of gaveling out Des Moines 2022?
Aye.
All opposed? You jerk if you